When I was first ordained a priest nearly 35 years ago, one of my newly ordained classmates was assigned to a parish that was right next door to a Catholic high school. And one of his duties was to go to the high school and to teach theology to the high school students. And my friend had a lot going for him. He was very smart, creative, energetic, and just very excited to be a newly ordained priest. One drawback, though, was that he had a very young-looking face, which doesn't always work to your advantage when you are trying to establish your authority in a school situation. And I remember one day my friend told me, you know, it's hard enough to keep classroom discipline and establish your authority when you look so young. But the other day, someone really burst my bubble. I was walking through the high school corridor without wearing my Roman collar, and one of the teachers stopped me and asked for my hall pass. So much for my authority. Well, today's gospel focuses on the teaching authority of Jesus of Nazareth. There are, of course, many different types of authority. Sometimes a person's authority is based on knowledge, and sometimes experience, or sometimes one has authority through delegation. But Jesus' authority goes beyond those types of authority. In today's gospel, Jesus entered the synagogue in Capernaum, the house of prayer, to teach the people. The people noted that his way of preaching was distinct from that of the scribes because he taught with authority. His teaching was authentic. He wasn't worried about the opinions of others. He simply taught the truth. And his central message was that of the kingdom of God. It's interesting that this gospel story, which centers on the authority of Jesus, should take place in Capernaum. Capernaum was a place where authority made itself felt. In Capernaum, King Herod exercised his authority, collecting taxes from traveling caravans. And in Capernaum, the Roman military exercised authority frequently and ruthlessly. The authority that Jesus demonstrated in the synagogue in Capernaum was a very different kind of authority altogether. Jesus' authority was moral, not military. And when he taught, he spoke with clarity, conviction, and directness. In the gospel story today, a man with an unclean spirit entered the synagogue. And people like that were not permitted to live in the community. They had to live on the margins of society and couldn't enter private homes. And they certainly were not permitted to enter the synagogue. As the people saw this man enter the synagogue, they probably were waiting to see if Jesus would expel him from the house of prayer. However, Jesus did not have the man thrown out. He spoke directly to the evil spirit and expelled it from the man. Jesus healed the man and returned him to the community. He healed him from his alienation, and he restored him as a member of society. In this way, Jesus conquered evil and helped the people to accept a man whom they previously rejected out of fear. And those who witnessed this saw it as a new teaching with authority. Jesus' authority was rooted in his holiness. A holy person responds to situations distinctly from other people. While most people would have expelled the man from the synagogue, Jesus saved him and expelled the demon. While most people would have been afraid to come into contact with that man, Jesus healed him and restored him whole to his family, friends, and the community. By his wondrous and unique authority, Christ offers us a new teaching of reconciliation and hope. He invites us to reject evil and to live our lives with more love, more understanding, more charity, to be able to accept others, especially those most in need.